Well, tonight is question and answer night, and so we're glad that you're here for question and answer night. I hope you brought your Bibles with you this evening. I am going to try to cut it just a little bit short tonight so that we can get all the kids who want to go down to Maud for the youth Devo down there, and that's grade school kids, kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And for those who want to go down there, we can get down there. We won't be too late, you know. So we're going to have question and answers tonight. And so let me just get right into it. The first question is this. What does the Bible teach regarding saints that die? Are they alive in another state, for example, paradise? Or are they asleep in the grave until resurrection? And that's a good question, and I understand why the questioner would want to ask this question, because the Bible says a couple of different things in a couple of different ways about it. So, for example, Jesus told the thief on the cross in Luke chapter 23 and verse 43, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now, that seems like a very straightforward statement. But nevertheless, when we get to Acts chapter 7 and verse 6, at the stoning of Stephen, it says, "Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." So the Bible doesn't say that Stephen died. It says that he fell asleep. So the questioner basically is asking, well, which one is it? Is it you're going to be with me today in paradise, or is it that you fall asleep? And I think that we could rephrase this question in this way. When we die, are we going to be conscious after we die, or are we going to be unconscious after we die until the resurrection, at which point we will become conscious again? And there's a lot of different thoughts about this, and there's people who believe different things on this. And some people believe that we will be conscious after we die, and we're going to talk about that. And then other people believe that we will be unconscious after we die, but then we will regain consciousness at the resurrection. Well, what does the Bible have to say about this question? Well, let's turn over to Luke chapter 16 and verses 19 through 31. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. This may be a familiar passage to you. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And let's just look at what Jesus says here. Let's just read that and then talk about this for a few minutes. He says, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us.' Then he said, 'I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.' Abraham said to him, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' But he said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead.'" Well, some people say that this is a parable, that Jesus is just basically saying that you need to listen to Him and to His words and to the Word of God before it's everlastingly too late. And that's the basic point, but that's all it is. It's just a parable, that there's nothing in here that really indicates the situation after we die, but rather it's just an illustration that Jesus has used. Now, I don't happen to believe that. I don't think it's a parable. I think it's a real story. And I think Jesus is giving us a glimpse into what happens after we die in this story. One of the reasons I don't believe it's a parable is because it doesn't begin with the statement, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to," which parables usually begin with, something like that. But this story doesn't begin like that. Also, a parable is usually an earthly type story, something that you can understand, and then it has a spiritual application at the end of it. So you have, for example, the parable of the sower, and it has to do with somebody going out and sowing seed. And we can understand that. We know what it means to go plant seed out in the field and for the seed to grow in different places and to be choked by the thorns and to be on the rocks and all that. That's understandable. It's an earthly type story. But this isn't an earthly type story. It's actually an other earthly type story. And so because of those reasons, I don't think that this particular story is a parable. I think it's a real story that Jesus told about two real people and what happened to them after they passed away, after they died. Now, given that, I believe that we learn some things about life after death in this story. Now, I don't necessarily think that this reveals everything. This is what I would call a snapshot. It's not necessarily a movie, so we need to be careful, and even a movie doesn't reveal everything, which is reality, which we deal with on a daily basis. But we need to be careful that we don't read too much into this. But I think we can learn a few things from it. Number one, it does seem like after death that people do know each other from this story. The rich man recognized Abraham. The rich man recognized Lazarus. Abraham recognized the rich man. Lazarus recognized the rich man. They seemed to understand who each other was. The story also seems to indicate that they were conscious, that they were aware of what was going on. Lazarus was being comforted in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man was being tormented. They were both aware of the situation that they were in. And so, given that information, I believe that the Bible teaches that saints that die are in a conscious state, and they are aware of what's going on after they die. Now, some additional passages that come to bear on this are Luke 23 and 43, where Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now, he doesn't seem to be speaking metaphorically there. He doesn't seem to be talking in a figure. He doesn't seem to be talking symbolically. He seems to be saying something straightforward and literal. "You thief on the cross who have expressed faith in me, you will be with me today in paradise," a place that we know is paradise where the faithful are rewarded. And so that seems to be a very straightforward, literal statement, and I have no reason to interpret that in some kind of figurative or symbolic way. Another statement that's made is in Philippians 1, verse 23, where the Apostle Paul says, "For I am hard pressed between the two," that is, whether to stay on earth or whether to depart and be with Christ. And he says, "having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." In other words, what Paul says there is that when he dies, he is going to depart and be with Christ. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of gap or any kind of state where he's going to be unconscious for a while. He's just going to be with Christ when he departs. And that seems to be an immediate thing of which he will be conscious. And he doesn't mention anything about the resurrection in these verses, but he just simply says to depart and be with Christ is far better. And so the implication of that is that when we die, we're going to depart and we will be with Christ. Now, so what do we make of those passages that talk about the Christian being asleep? And there's a lot of them. If you get your concordance out and you look up the word asleep, you're going to see that it's talked about several times. Peter talks about, Paul talks about David being asleep. We saw about Stephen being asleep there. And then we have this passage in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verses 13 through 14. But I do not want to have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him who sleep in Jesus. Well, what does that expression asleep mean in that context? What did it mean about Stephen, who was clearly being stoned to death? Why did Luke write that he went to sleep? Well, we know what sleep is in a literal sense, right? We go to sleep every night, at least I hope we do. And then we wake up in the morning. And so sleep promises the opportunity for us to wake up again, to rise up the next day, right? And so I believe that while the writers are not using the term asleep in a literal way, they're using it in a symbolic way to talk about the Christian's death. Now, they don't talk about non-Christians falling asleep. They just and non-saints falling asleep. They just talk about saints and Christians falling asleep. What does that mean? That means that they're going to rise up again one day. That is, they're going to participate in the resurrection. And because of that, the Christian talks about fellow Christians and fellow saints as being asleep, not meaning that they're unconscious, but that from our standpoint and from our point of view, they're asleep, but they're going to rise again one day. And that's the point, that they're going to rise again. And that seems to be why that Christians of the first century used that expression asleep to describe those who had passed away. So, in answer to the question, what does the Bible teach regarding saints that die? I believe that it teaches they stay conscious, that they are alive in another state known as paradise, like Jesus said, and that they are not unconscious in the sense of being asleep until the resurrection, but that they are asleep only from our perspective of those who are still alive, understanding that one day they're going to be raised from the dead again. All right, so I hope that answers that question. If it doesn't, go ahead and put another question in the box, follow-up question. I love follow-up questions. It gets me to digging in the scriptures more, and I hope it helps you too.